Eric, you saying my faith isn't good enough? Well, I don't know about your faith, but you know, we Christians sure like to lean on that an awful lot, don't we? Right? How could we be living? You see, we as human beings, or at least the human beings that I've known, we create these small boxes to have our dreams within. You ever notice that? And people that have big dreams, bigger than our small boxes, we think, boy, they're crazy. I could never do something like that. You hear the language? Hear that? You see, God wants us to dream big dreams. God wants us to act like and live and be capable of doing those big dreams because we live by an authentic faith, because we have a big God, bigger than this preacher can even imagine. Well, you remember our scripture for today? Paul says in Romans 4, 21 and 22, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised, therefore Abraham was fully convinced. Therefore his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Let me ask you a question. Did Abraham ever fail? Did Abraham ever fall on his face? If you think about it, in the Old Testament, of course it was Abram before God named him Abraham, all right? God called Abram and said to pull up stakes, and Abram, I want you to go over here. Now, for me, I might consider taking Jamie and my boys, right? But Abram took like 300 people with him. Right? That's the first time he fell on his face, in my opinion, as far as God's word. Because God says, Abram, I want you to go and do this. Well, I got to take these people because they feed me. I got to take these people because they... Right? So he started off with a little bit of faith, didn't he? But in the end, his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Why? Because he kept getting up, didn't he? Sometimes it hurts to get up, doesn't it, after you fall? If you haven't experienced that yet, it really hurts sometimes when you have to get up after you fall, right? Sometimes you have to swallow your pride and you have to get up, don't we? Yeah. Well, Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. What do you think you youth can expect from God? What has God promised? Well, here's one promise. Since then, a logical statement here, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. We have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You know, folks, you know the old church statement that Jesus was fully God, and we can really lay on that heavily, can't we? But sometimes we forget the other part of that statement. Anybody know what it is? He was also what? He was also fully human. And so what does that mean, being a male especially? What do you think he went through whenever he went through puberty? Huh? He went through the same thing that all of us guys go through when we go through puberty. What do you think he felt whenever he was high school age? Jesus felt the same things that we feel when we're high school age. You hear what I'm saying? That's what Hebrews is saying. This Jesus, who we believe is the Son of God, has felt what we have felt. Jesus has tripped a few times in life, right? Jesus knows how we feel and can understand how we feel because he's been through it from the age of birth until about 33. Now, those of you who are over 33, I don't know what to tell you. I know. My son's saying, Dad, you're 41. No, seriously. This is a person who understands us and believed in God and had a bigger picture of who God was than humanity, than society allows us to have sometimes. You see, our faith isn't in fantasy. It is in fact. Our faith is not in fantasy. It is in fact. Our faith is not based on fairy tales or movies, but in a life, a real life, Jesus. Our faith is not based on empty promises. Our faith is based on a God who carries through with His promises and who does what God says He's going to do. Can I get an amen on that one? Folks, we have to understand that. Do you understand that our faith in Jesus Christ is based on an empty tomb? Now, I know this isn't Easter, but let's think about that for a minute. Do you understand that our faith is based on an empty tomb? The man, Jesus, died and was raised again, fully, gone.